What do New Jersey Governor and GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady have in common? Right, deflation. With Brady, of course, it's footballs. Christie, it's its popularity among voters in, well, New Hampshire, Iowa, and a few of the other early primary states. While Christie once actually led in New Hampshire and was talked about as an easy nomination winner, talk now has become if Christie fails to crack above 5% in the vote in New Hampshire, will his campaign even survive after that state? Our first guest this week is here to examine the Chris Christie presidential campaign, what's being said about it, and the potential of it. Here from the State House Bureau of the Star-Ledger is Brent Johnson. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And find out the Star-Ledger, of course, at your newsstand online at nj.com/Star-Ledger. And get the story in Brent's work and the other political experts. I was looking over at Real Clear Politics, Brent, and I mean, you can go to, they have the GOP numbers, the averages out for Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And if you look at New Hampshire, for example, there was a time back in January, Christie was the far and away the leader with 24%, and the most recent is the Monmouth University poll, which Christie wasn't exactly a fan of, or certainly not a fan of Patrick Murray, apparently. And Christie stands at now 4%, and he's actually in danger of not being included in the primetime Fox debate in a few days. He might be relegated to the second-tier early debate that they're going to have around 5 o'clock in the afternoon that same day. You know, what happened here?
Well, I mean, a few things. You'll hear experts say that the bridge scandal really did take a big toll on him. I know he said, well, it'll be a political footnote in my career, and he says he didn't do anything wrong, and that investigations prove that. But you saw his poll numbers drop from an all-time high of like 73 right after Hurricane Sandy, and when he was reelected, it was in the 60s and early 70s. And then after the bridge scandal, you saw it drop into the 60s, and then into the 50s, and then into the 40s. And then a recent poll showed him at 30% favorability in his home state, New Jersey. So that, and you know, a lot of other candidates have started to suck up the wind in the presidential campaign. And you have Jeb Bush, who some people consider a front runner, and then you have Donald Trump, who's come in and barn raised this entire election.
Well, with that, did Trump? I mean, Christie was always known. I mean, his superficial reputation, I guess we could say, is the straight talk and tell it like it is type of guy. Did Trump just beat him to the pulpit?
I mean, well, some people are saying that Trump does what Christie does, which is be the brash talking Northeastern type politician and multiply it, make it even grander. That Trump tells it like it is even more than Christie does. The other thing that I think at least voters in this state are upset about is that he's on the road all the time. He hasn't been at home in forever. Christie goes on the road and campaigns for president. New Jersey, to many, it looks like an afterthought.
And, of course, we've learned now, too, that the state taxpayers are paying for his presidential security detail, which I'm sure did not thrill many of the New Jersey taxpayers.
No, that's another thing. And it just, in New Jersey, his favorability has dropped. And it's just and nationwide, in terms of presidential race, he once was considered the savior of the GOP right after his reelection. Time magazine put him on the cover and said, is this the person to change the Republican Party for the better? And it seems that, the bridge scandal and him being away and Trump coming in and there being 17 candidates for president, which is unprecedented.
Yeah.
That a lot of this has conspired against him.
You know, Brent Johnson from the State House Bureau of the Star-Ledger, nj.com/Star-Ledger on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, what would you think, with the Christie campaign, if they're looking at the fact that our candidate, the more time he spent in New Hampshire, the worse he got? And I guess counted that in New Jersey. I mean, are the voters in Iowa and New Hampshire realizing, and what the voters apparently about the polls in New Jersey realizing, that Christie is a performer for the camera, but on the job, has he really done anything that he can point to and say, okay, here's a positive. New Jersey is still ranked the most unfriendly business state. Spending is back up to the debt is back up to where it was when he came into office. Property taxes, there's that 2% cap increase, but guess what? The property taxes are still going up. What accomplishment can he point to? And are the voters in the other states sort of asking that question now?
Well, experts have always said Christie's Achilles heel when he got to the election was going to be his handling of the economy. That despite what he says, that the economy hasn't gotten much better in New Jersey. Whether that's his fault or just the economy's fault is the question. But a lot of people said, wait till the debates come. That's when they're going to hit him in the debates. And really what's ironic is that he's not registering much at all in polls. They're very small, and he may not even make the debate on Thursday, although he said last night that he's very confident he will be in the main debate. But, you know, a lot of people might say candidates don't want to waste their time attacking Christie and the economy because they have to focus on Trump or have to focus on Bush.
Well, that thing, too, if you go after and point to Christie, are you going to wind up helping Christie and bring more attention to him? And maybe if you're a Kasich or a Jindal, you'll just get further buried and you'll push Christie ahead of you then.
I mean, that's very possible. I think a lot of candidates are going to go out and try and present themselves as the well-spoken, articulate, intelligent candidate and kind of let Trump sink himself. I don't know if Trump could go in and have a wonderful debate, but I'm sure there's some candidates who are thinking we have to make sure we focus ourselves better than what Trump will do.
Yeah, Trump apparently has hired one of Sarah Palin's top aides back from the 2008 election, which, you know, you kind of think, why does Trump need some sort of political brand maker when he certainly has a building your own brand down to a science? So given the success that, forget the gentleman's name right off the top of my head, but given the success that individual had in building Palin's brand name, if you put that talent combined with Trump's talent, that's sort of like wrapping a bunch of dynamite around a nuclear bomb as far as brand building is concerned.
Well, some people are saying he's held his own campaign under his own hand and saying that he's done everything. And the sign, he hired Michael Glassner.
That's the name. Thank you.
And some people are saying this shows that he's taking this seriously. But now he realizes, oh, I'm doing well in the polls. I really need some sort of national team in place.
With Christie, and you mentioned how often he's been out of the state, 40% of the time, I think, was the latest measurement for this term so far. Let's just say New Hampshire, he crashes and burns, that's it. Maybe he takes a ride through South Carolina, then drops out and comes back to New Jersey for the duration of the second term. How much of his power and his influence will be gone? Are we going to see maybe someone like a Steve Sweeney really take control of things?
Well, it's interesting. You could say he'll become kind of a lame duck, and the attention turns to who takes over in 2017. There'll be a governor's race in 2017. And yesterday we saw the first candidate really come out and say he's definitely running for governor. State Senator Raymond Lesniak from Union County said, I'm definitely going to run. So now you're starting to see, and then there's Steve Sweeney is going to run for governor, and probably Steve Phillip, the mayor of Jersey City, and State Assemblyman John Wisniewski. And then there's former Germany ambassador Phil Murphy, who also wants to run. So now you're going to start to see the focus shift to that because Christie can't run again. Well, he only can run for two terms or only can serve for two terms in New Jersey.
And in this last term, again, assuming that scenario I just described, what would he be able to do with the Democrats looking at him if he, you know, blast something from his soapbox, the Democrats will say, you got nothing.
I mean, it's funny, yeah, because we have a Democratic legislature and a Republican governor, and that has often caused many battles throughout the last 7 years. And you probably would guess that the Democrats would just say, all right, we're in charge now. So that possibly could happen.
Well, to follow along as things develop, and we'll take the wait and see for the next couple of days to see what the polls dictate as far as who gets into the main show on the first debate on Fox and who gets the second tier and how long the second tier maybe even survives, maybe even not until New Hampshire. We'll see about that, given the money that it takes to run a campaign and to stay relevant, and if you're floundering, to build some relevance through media and all those costs, and to follow along with the New Jersey news as well as elsewhere with the campaigns. Star Ledger on the newsstand, on the web, it's nj.com/Star Ledger. And from the State House Bureau of the Star Ledger, we've been joined this morning by Brent Johnson. Brent, thanks for your insight this morning, for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.